Volume 50, Number 10 of The Friend Magazine, for October 2020. Contents. Stories and Features. From the First Presidency, The Sacrament and Me, President Dallin H. Oaks. Lonely Lunchtime. My Family Night Fun. I Am Special. Hello from Madagascar. Faneva the Missionary. Friend to Friend, Sharing the Gospel. Elder Edward Dubay. Mother Teresa and the Rescue. Bright Idea. Tyler Tries Again. Meet the Apostles, Elder Dale G. Renland. Show and Tell. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids section. For Older Kids. Call Dad. What's on Your Mind? Food and Fun. Chat Box Mess. Fun Stuff, Perfect Pairs. Music, Come Follow Me. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff, Tithing Time. Fun Stuff, Cat Quiz. Fun Stuff, Find It. Saying No, Hearing No. Fun Stuff, Who Did That? And Friend Junior, Come Follow Me for Little Ones. Hi Friends, Jesus Taught Us How to Pray. Scripture Stories, Faithful People Follow Jesus, Coloring Page, and Tithing Pesos. End of Contents, read by Wes Nelson. Friends by Mail, Collecting Friends. Benjamin G., age 10, from Utah, USA, said, I like to collect the friend magazines. Enos Praise. Annie M., age 8, from Virginia, USA, said, I enjoyed making a scene of Enos praying all day and night. It is amazing that he prayed so long. I couldn't do that. We had fun using it for our Come Follow Me scripture study and home church with my family. Temple Construction. Isaac W., age 11, from California, USA, said, We made temples out of marshmallows and toothpicks for home evening. Standard Search. Can you find a story about someone being kind at school? Bonus Challenge. Memorize this month's standard. I Will Seek Good Friends and Treat Others Kindly. Children's Guidebook, page 63. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. Dear friends, with COVID-19, it's been a challenging year for everyone. Thank you for sending us inspiring stories about how you've gotten through it. Some of you have asked why we don't show social distancing in our stories. That's because most of them were finished before the pandemic. But this month, we're sending you two extra stories about showing love and feeling peace from the Holy Ghost during COVID-19. You can find them online and in Gospel Library with the October Friend. Stay strong, the friend. End of this month's Friends by Mail, read by Wes Nelson.
From the First Presidency, The Sacrament and Me, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The sacrament is the most important part of church. When we take the sacrament, we promise to always remember the Savior. To make the sacrament special, we dress to show we honor the sacrament. Sit quietly before the meeting begins. Sing the sacrament hymn. Think about Jesus and promise to always remember Him. The sacrament helps us feel the Holy Ghost. It helps us stay on the path back to our heavenly home. Adapted from Sacrament Meeting and the Sacrament, Ensign, November 2008, pages 17 through 20. End of the article, The Sacrament and Me, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Van Farnworth.
Lonely Lunchtime, by Stacy Lynn Carroll, based on a true story. Callie just wanted a friend. The Holy Spirit whispers with a still small voice. Children's Songbook, page 105. Callie walked into the lunchroom and looked around. All the other kids were running straight to their friends and sitting down at tables. The room was noisy, with excited voices and happy laughter. It was only the second day of school, but it seemed like everyone had someone to sit with but Callie. She squeezed the handle of her lunchbox and walked to one of the tables. "Can I sit by you?" Callie asked. A girl with a long brown braid looked up. She huffed and shook her head. "No, it's taken," she said. "Okay." Callie moved to the other empty seat and set down her lunchbox. "You can't sit here. I'm saving that seat," a boy in the red striped shirt said. He pushed Callie's lunchbox onto the floor. His friends all laughed. Callie bent down and picked up her lunchbox again. She walked across the lunchroom and sat at an empty table. She saw someone from her neighborhood and waved, but he looked the other way. Callie frowned. Why didn't anyone want to be her friend? Callie looked down at her food. She didn't feel like eating anymore. She wiped her eyes, closed her lunchbox, and walked outside. Everyone was already playing with their friends. Callie sat by herself on a bench and watched the other kids having fun without her. Then Callie noticed a boy about her age sitting alone on the grass. He was wearing a stained yellow shirt, and his hair stood up in the back. Callie looked away. She saw a group of girls from her class playing foursquare. She wished they would invite her to play with them. Callie looked at the boy again. His head was hanging down, and he was picking the grass around his feet. Callie remembered something Mom sometimes said. "Look for the kids who are lonely." Callie frowned. She was lonely too. Nobody was trying to be her friend. But then Callie thought about when she got baptized last year. She promised to listen to the Holy Ghost. Maybe the Holy Ghost was helping her remember what Mom told her. Maybe the Holy Ghost was trying to tell her to play with the boy in the yellow shirt. Callie got to her feet. A warm feeling spread in her heart. She walked over and sat next to the boy in the grass. "Hi," she said. "Hi," he mumbled back. "What's your favorite color?" "Green." "That's cool. I like pink," said Callie. "Do you have a favorite animal?" The boy sat up a little straighter and looked at her. "Yeah, I really like dinosaurs." "Oh, me too. My favorite is a triceratops." The boy smiled. Soon the bell rang. Callie got to her feet and waved goodbye to the boy. She smiled as she walked back to her classroom alone. She might not have a best friend, but she felt happy knowing she had made someone else's recess a little better, too. The author lives in Utah, USA. Sidebar. I was in a big rush to get to school, but then I had this feeling that I should grab a bag of chips at home first. After lunch, my friend Drew looked kind of sad. I asked him what was wrong. He said that he'd forgotten his lunch. I remembered my chips, so I gave them to him. Drew said, "That's the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me at school." Durham M., age 11, Utah, USA. See Come Follow Me for 3rd Nephi, chapters 17 through 19. End of the article, Lonely Lunchtime, read by Kara McClellan.
My Family Night Fun. These ideas go along with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. Remembering Jesus for 3rd Nephi, chapter 17 through 19. Sing Reverently Quietly, Children's Songbook, page 26. When Jesus visited the Nephites, he taught them about the sacrament. See 3rd Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. Read a message from President Oakes about the sacrament on page 2. Draw a picture of Jesus. As you do, talk about ways you can remember him when you take the sacrament. Tithing Time for 3rd Nephi chapters 20 through 26. Sing the Church of Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, page 77. In 3 Nephi, Jesus taught about paying tithing. See 3 Nephi, chapter 24, verses 8 through 10. Read the story on page FJ8 about a girl who pays tithing for the first time. Then use real coins or the paper coins on page 8 to practice paying tithing. Kindness Charades for 3 Nephi, chapters 27 through 4 Nephi. Sing Love at Home, hymns number 294. After Jesus went back to heaven, the people lived happy lives because of the love of God in their hearts. 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 15. They were kind to everyone and loved their families. You can read the scripture story on page FJ4 to learn more. Now play kindness charades. Take turns silently acting out doing something kind, like sharing a toy. Then have everyone guess what the kind deed was. Gratitude Challenge for Mormon chapters 1 through 6. Sing Jesus Said Love Everyone, Children's Songbook, page 61. The prophet Mormon was sad because his people didn't remember how Heavenly Father had blessed them. See Mormon chapter 3, verse 3. What blessings has Heavenly Father given you? How can you show Him that you are grateful? Time for a family gratitude challenge. Each day for 1 week, write or draw a picture of something you are grateful for. You could make a paper chain out of what you write or start a gratitude wall and hang up the pictures you draw. Treat time. Apple pie snack cups. Crush a graham cracker and place crumbs in the bottom of a small cup. Add a layer of diced apples and 3 to 4 tablespoons of applesauce. Top with whipped cream and a sprinkle of cinnamon. Repeat for more cups. Veggie dip. Use a mixer to combine 1 8-ounce, about 225-gram package, cream cheese softened, 2 tablespoons milk, and 1 teaspoon garlic salt. Add 1/4 cup chopped bell peppers and mix in. Use your favorite vegetables for dipping. S'more pretzel bites. Lay pretzels on a cookie sheet and put 3 mini marshmallows on each pretzel. Set oven to broil on low and cook for 1 to 2 minutes. Place a piece of chocolate on each pretzel, and then broil again for 1 to 2 more minutes. Remove from oven and add another pretzel on top of each chocolate. Enjoy. End of My Family Night Fun, read by Jeff Hawkins.
I Am Special, a true story written by you, by Andrew R., age 11, Arizona, USA. I couldn't wait for Halloween. It's my second favorite holiday. When my costume arrived, I put it on and spent the rest of the day playing superheroes with my little brothers. But as I was getting into bed, I felt sad. It was fun pretending to be a superhero, but I didn't feel very special. I decided that if I didn't want to be sad, I should pray. I asked Heavenly Father to help me feel more special. As I climbed into bed, I didn't feel any different. The next day at school, my teacher told everyone to write a letter to themselves, saying all of the things you love about yourself. At first I didn't know what to write, but I just started writing. I wrote, "I am special because I am very fast. I am also smart and brave, and I can make new friends. I am creative, neat, funny, and a hard worker." I went on and on until the whole page was full. When I turned it in, I heard a quiet voice whisper, "And most importantly, you are a child of God." That made me happy. End of I Am Special, read by Miles McClellan.
Hello from Madagascar. Hi, we're Margot and Paolo. We're traveling around the world to learn about children of God. Join us as we visit Madagascar. Madagascar is an island off the east coast of Africa. It has many plants and animals that aren't found anywhere else in the world, like this ring-tailed lemur. These boys are helping bring back plastic jugs with water. How do you help your family? The church is small in Madagascar, but it is growing. Right now, there are 16 wards and 26 branches there. More types of chameleons live in Madagascar than anywhere else in the world. These huge baobab trees can store lots of water in their trunks, up to 120,000 liters, which is 31,700 gallons. Many people in Madagascar eat rice 2 or 3 times a day, sometimes with vegetables, beans, or meat. The Malagasy word for friend is namana. If you could meet a new friend in Madagascar, what would you tell them?
Meet some of our friends from Madagascar.
I know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Nathan, age 7, Antananarivo Province, Madagascar.
Russell M. Nelson is a prophet of God. Nomina, age 6, Antananarivo Province, Madagascar.
Are you from Madagascar? Write to us. We would love to hear from you.
Thanks for exploring Madagascar with us. See you next time.
End of Hello from Madagascar. Read by Asher Hawkins and Shannon Sean and Wes Nelson.
Faniva the Missionary by Marissa Whittison, Church Magazines. Based on a true story. Faniva looked out the window at the busy street outside his house. He could see people pulling carts of vegetables, rice, cloth, and other goods to sell. He could hear car horns honking and dogs barking. Then he heard another sound.
Mama, someone is knocking,
Faniva called out. Mama opened the door. 2 young men wearing white shirts were on the doorstep. Faniva had never seen anyone dressed like that in his neighborhood in Madagascar before.
We are missionaries from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints,
one of them said.
We teach people about Jesus. Can we share a message with you?
Faniva was excited when Mama invited them inside. The whole family gathered to hear about Jesus Christ and about how his church was on the earth again. After that day, the missionaries visited Faniva's family many times. They brought a book called Book of Mormon Stories. Faniva loved reading it with his family.
Someday I will be a missionary and share the Book of Mormon with others,
Faniva said to himself. Another time when the missionaries came, they taught Faniva's family how to pray. Faniva learned that he could talk to Heavenly Father anytime, anywhere.
Someday I will be a missionary and teach people about prayer,
Faniva thought. One day the missionaries had an important question.
Will you follow the example of Jesus Christ and be baptized?
One of them asked. Faniva felt happy in his heart.
Yes,
he said.
Yes,
his brother and mama said. Papa said that he wasn't ready to be baptized yet, but he was okay if the rest of the family was baptized. And so they were. Faniva was baptized by one of the missionaries who had taught him about Jesus.
Someday I will be a missionary and help people get baptized,
Faniva thought. One of the best parts of being a member of the church was going to primary. Faniva loved the activities and meeting new friends, but his favorite thing of all was singing primary songs. One Sunday in primary, they were singing songs about sharing the gospel. I want to be a missionary now, Faniva sang. I don't want to wait until I'm grown.
I can start doing missionary work now,
Faniva realized.
I don't have to wait until someday.
From then on, Faniva looked for ways he could share the gospel. He tried to be a good example. He invited people to church. He helped his neighbors. After a few years, he was old enough to go with the missionaries to teach people in his city. In a few more years, he served a mission himself, meeting new people and sharing the gospel, just as the missionaries had shared with him.
I'd rather spend time with the missionaries than do anything else,
Faniva says. He was called to serve as a missionary in his home country of Madagascar.
End of the story, Faniva the Missionary. Read by April Johnson, Miles McClellan, Caleb Johnson, and Sean and Rena Nelson.
Friend to Friend, Sharing the Gospel by Elder Edward Dubay of the 70. Learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. The man I worked for gave me a copy of the Book of Mormon, but I didn't read it for almost 2 years. One Sunday, I picked up the Book of Mormon and went to a railroad line outside the town where I lived in Zimbabwe. I sat down and began reading. At first, it was hard to understand, but I reread Joseph Smith's testimony over and over again. His words touched my heart. Later, someone invited me to come to church. At first, I was uncomfortable, so I sat in the back row. But when people started sharing their testimonies about the Savior Jesus Christ and the Book of Mormon, I felt something wonderful inside. Not long after this, missionaries came to my neighborhood. Soon I was baptized. Years later, I had the honor of serving a mission and sharing the gospel with many others. The church has grown a lot in Zimbabwe, but there is still much we can do to share the gospel, no matter where we live. Through prayer, scripture study, and home evening, you can grow your testimony and stay close to Heavenly Father. Your testimony can bless the lives of many people throughout the world. End of the section, Friend to Friend, Sharing the Gospel, by Elder Edward Dubay of the 70, read by Dwayne Case.
Courageous Examples, Mother Teresa and the Rescue, by Lucy Stevenson Ewell, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Mother Teresa was a woman who loved serving God and helping people. She was called Mother because she was a nun in her church. When she was 18, she moved to India and started teaching children there. When they didn't have paper or pencils, she drew the alphabet in the dirt with a stick. She also took care of people who were sick or poor. For many years, she lived with them and tried to help them. She knew God loved all people, and she spent her whole life loving and helping them. When Mother Teresa was 72 years old, a war started in Lebanon. Someone told her that there were some children who were stranded in a hospital there and needed help. Many of them couldn't walk or talk. They didn't have any food to eat, and they were afraid because of the war going on outside the hospital. The children needed help getting to a safe place. Mother Teresa wanted to help these children, so she traveled to Lebanon. When she got there, she talked with some men to make a plan. "We need to rescue the children in the hospital," she said.
"That's a good idea," one of the men said, "but it's too dangerous."
Mother Teresa probably looked small standing next to the men, but her faith was great and strong. "I believe it is our duty," she said.
"But do you hear the bombs?"
another man asked. "Yes, I hear them."
"It's absolutely impossible to go to the hospital now," he said. "You simply cannot go, unless the fighting stops."
Mother Teresa smiled a kind smile. "I prayed," she said. "I'm sure the fighting will stop long enough for us to help the children." The men were surprised by Mother Teresa's faith. They agreed that if it was safe, they would take her to the hospital the next day. When Mother Teresa woke early the next morning, everything was quiet. There were no bombs. The fighting had stopped. It was safe to rescue the children. She left right away. Mother Teresa led a group of helpers to the hospital. When she walked inside, the children were huddled together in the middle of the room. They were scared. Some of them were crying. Mother Teresa walked quietly toward them and gave hugs to the little ones. Even the children who were most afraid felt safe in her arms. She shook hands with the older children. Her hands were wrinkled, but gentle and warm. She knew God loved these children, and she loved them too. One by one, Mother Teresa and the helpers carried the children out of the hospital. They wrapped them in warm blankets. They put them gently into ambulances. Then they drove them to a safe place where more people could help them. The next day, the bombs and fighting started again. But the children were safe. God had given Mother Teresa just enough time to rescue them. Mother Teresa went on to help people for many more years. She knew that when she prayed in faith, God would help her share His love. Mother Teresa, born 1910, died 1997, helped set up hospitals and schools in many different countries. She was always looking for ways to help others. She said, "We shall never know all the good that a simple smile can do." End of the story, Mother Teresa and the Rescue, by Lucy Stevenson Yule, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Read by Wes Nelson. Tyler Tries Again, by Ray Goldrup, based on a true story. The author lives in Utah, USA. Wally watches from behind a tree as Tyler and Steven play with a baseball at the park. Even though he's nervous, Wally moves away from the tree and asks,
"Can I play?"
Steven says to Tyler,
"Oh, great. It's that new kid who just moved in."
Then he turns angrily to Wally and says,
"Don't you think you should go home, Wally? I do."
Tyler laughs. But when Wally walks away looking very sad, Tyler feels bad for laughing. The next day, while watching TV and eating a bowl of buttery popcorn, Tyler thinks,
"I should have laughed at Wally yesterday. I should have invited him to play with us."
Uh-oh. Tyler spilled the buttered popcorn on the couch. Tyler went to his dad to tell him what happened.
"I didn't mean to stay in the couch. I'm sorry."
"It's okay. Let's clean it together."
They got to work cleaning up the mess.
Who knew getting out a spot would be so much work?
"Mistakes happen, but we can fix this."
When they're all done, Tyler thinks,
"Something else happened that I need to fix."
A little later, Tyler goes to Wally's house.
"I'm really sorry we were mean to you. Do you want to play?"
"Sure."
Soon, Tyler and Wally are enjoying a fun bike ride together. They both feel happy, and Tyler feels Heavenly Father is happy too. End of Tyler Tries Again, read by Wes Nelson, Kaylin Lue, and Shannon Sean and Jean Nelson. Saying no, hearing no. Heavenly Father loves us and wants us to be safe. Saying no when we need to, and respecting others when they tell us no, are ways we can keep ourselves and others safe. Sometimes you need to say no in a nice way. For example, if someone kindly offers you coffee.
"No, thank you. May I please have water instead?"
How could you say no in a nice way? Sometimes you need to say no in a stronger way. For example, if someone offers to show you some inappropriate images on their phone.
"I don't want to see that. We shouldn't be looking at it."
How could you say no in a stronger way? Sometimes people tell us no to help us stay safe and healthy. For example, if a parent warns to not go somewhere.
"Sorry, you can't go. It's not safe."
What should you do when an adult tells you no? Sometimes people tell us no when they feel uncomfortable, like if you're playing around with a friend.
"Stop, I don't like this game."
What should you do when someone asks you to stop? What if people don't listen when you say no? What if they hurt you or do something mean? Walk away if you can. Tell an adult you trust about what happened. Remember that it's not your fault. No matter what happens, know that your Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ always love you. End of Saying No, Hearing No, read by Wes Nelson, Asher Hawkins, and Shannon Nelson.
Meet the Apostles. Elder Dale G. Renlund, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Elder Renlund will be 68 years old this year. His birthday is November 13th.
Elder Renlund helped his father build a chapel in Helsinki, Finland. He served as a missionary in Sweden. He and his wife, Ruth, have one daughter, Ashley. Elder Dale G. Renlund said, "Our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ desire to bless each of us." End of Meet the Apostles, read by Shannon Nelson.
Show and Tell. A new boy came to school. I met him, and now he is my friend. I know it is always a good idea to make friends. Grant S., age 10, Virginia, USA.
I decided to fast to not get so annoyed with my brother. At the time, I didn't know that soon we would be quarantined because of COVID-19. Little by little, Heavenly Father helped me have a better relationship with my brother. I know that if we fast and pray, our prayers will be heard. Lucy B., age 9, Arizona, USA. I dove off the diving board at the end of my swimming lesson. I wasn't focused, and I bonked my chin. I went to the hospital and was scared I would get stitches. The doctor put some glue on my chin instead. I was grateful that Heavenly Father protected me. Liberty S., age 7, British Columbia, Canada. Last year, we gave invitations to all of our neighbors to come to our primary program. One of our neighbors came and wants to come again. Brielle and Grace S., ages 6 and 10, Washington, USA.
I am the oldest child in my family. I set an example to my siblings when I chose to get baptized. Cam S., age 9, Iowa, USA. I say thank you to my mom each day for making dinner. Emmett H., age 10, Texas, USA.
A friend from my apartment building ended up being in my class at school. I sat next to him and helped him. It made me feel good inside. I felt the Holy Ghost. Crystalyn F., age 8, Utah, USA.
I am reading the Book of Mormon like President Nelson asked us to. I read with my family, on my own at night, and sometimes at school. At school, kids ask me what book I'm reading. I tell them what it is and about the gospel. It makes me feel good that I get to talk about the church to others who haven't heard about it. Will M., age 12, California, USA.
Claire, Emily, and Logan M., ages 7, 3, and 5, Utah, USA, worked together sewing masks and finished 100 masks in less than a week. It was fun, but hard. They know that by serving others, they are serving Jesus. Other contributors to Show and Tell. Alan L., age 12, Florida, USA. Ella S., age 7, Missouri, USA. Jack M., age 13, California, USA. Harrison B., age 10, Georgia, USA. Amaya S., age 9, Hawaii, USA.
End of this month's Show and Tell. Read by Miles McClellan and Shannon Nelson.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, the Coopers are gathered for family scripture time. And Matt says,
"Whoa."
Dad responds,
"What is it, Matt?"
"Some of the people listening to King Benjamin were kids like me."
"How cool would it be to live in those days?"
"Yeah, just being an ordinary kid and sitting there listening to a prophet."
"Well, we're already ordinary."
"Yeah, we're good at that."
"And guess what else we've got in common? In fact, it's happening this weekend."
"What? Oh, yeah."
And then that weekend, as they're watching the television, they hear the following. "We welcome you to the 190th Semi-Annual General Conference."
End of Matt and Mandy. Read by David Shaw, Asher Hawkins, and Shannon and Wes Nelson.
Call Dad. If I pedal hard, I can make it home before the streets flood. By Julie Cornelius Wang. Based on a true story. Be of good cheer, for I will lead you along. Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verse 18. You stepped out of cram school onto the busy sidewalk. His head was full of math facts from his after-school class. People hurried by with umbrellas. Fat raindrops were falling fast, and the street was soaked. Yu's friend Lin stepped out beside him.
You should call your dad to pick you up. Mr. Zhang says it's flooding in some parts of the city.
I can get home on my own.
But look at all the water,
Lin said, pointing to the water flowing swiftly in the gutter. For a moment, Yu had a funny feeling. Was Lin right? Maybe he should call Dad to drive him home before the streets flooded. But he and Dad had an argument last night, and Yu was still angry. He didn't want to ask Dad for help. Yu unchained his bike and said goodbye to Lin.
If I pedal hard,
he thought,
I can make it home before the streets flood.
He pedaled hard, but soon his hands were cold, his clothes were soaked, and he was exhausted. Once again, the thought came to call Dad. Was the feeling from the Holy Ghost? The missionaries who baptized him had said that the Holy Ghost could be his guide. Yu glanced at the sky. It was so gray that he couldn't see the tops of the buildings. But he was still mad at Dad. Yu ignored the feeling and kept pedaling. The water got so high that shop owners closed their stores. People moved belongings to higher floors. Yu saw a mother pulling her two children through the flood in a little plastic boat. With the water now past his ankles, Yu could no longer pedal his bike. He got off and pushed. It was probably too late to call Dad now, and the rain was still coming down. Thunder boomed, and lightning flashed above him. Yu felt afraid, and he was so tired. He looked ahead. Home was still far away. He shouldn't have ignored the Holy Ghost just because of a silly argument. Yu stopped to say a short prayer. He couldn't hear his voice above the rain and thunder, but he knew that Heavenly Father could hear him.
Heavenly Father, please help me get home safely.
When he finished, he felt strong enough to keep going. At last, Yu could see his house on the hill. Cold, tired, and somehow missing a shoe, Yu trudged up the hill. He saw Dad waiting for him outside. Dad rushed down the hill to meet him, splashing water as he ran. When Dad reached him, he put his arms around Yu.
I was so worried,
Dad said.
You should have called me.
I thought we were mad at each other,
Yu said.
I am never too mad to help you,
Dad said. Then he took Yu's bike and pushed it the rest of the way up the hill. Even with thunder echoing between the tall buildings and heavy rain pelting down, a warm feeling filled Yu's heart. He felt peace and safety as he followed Dad home. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Our Father in Heaven knew that in mortality we would face challenges. To give us mortal strength and divine guidance, He provided the Holy Spirit.
End of the story, Call Dad. Read by Jane Wise, Kaylin Lue, Sean Nelson, and Casey Wayman.
What's on your mind?
Sometimes I feel scared or embarrassed when I need to talk to my parents about something important. I feel like I don't know what to say. What should I do? Bottled Up in Baltimore.
Dear Bottled Up, you're not the only one who feels this way. With some practice, you can feel more comfortable talking about what's on your mind. Sometimes the hardest part is starting the conversation. Try starting out by saying what you feel. For example, you could say, I want to talk to you about something, but I feel kind of embarrassed about it. You can use some of these tips to help you. You can do it. Ask Heavenly Father to help you know what to say. You can also pray to feel calm and have courage. Practice what you want to say ahead of time or write it down. Find a good time. You can say, when is a good time for us to talk? Choose a place where both of you won't be distracted so you can listen better. And talk in a calm, respectful voice. Try not to argue. You can do it. The Friend.
End of What's on Your Mind, read by Shannon Nelson and Scott Christopher.
Chat Box Mess by Haley Yancey, based on a true story. Be wise unto that which is good. Romans chapter 16, verse 19. Myra clicked the mouse as fast as she could. Her character, Galena the Elf Queen, was trying to defeat the huge ice dragon. Her friends from school were online too. They were playing elves and fairies in the game. Flashes of color burst all over the computer screen. This dragon was tough. Almost there, almost. Yes! She jumped up and pumped her fist in the air. The chat box on her screen lit up with messages. Awesome job! Let's do it again! Myra smiled. She loved playing Quest Planet with her friends. Just need to drop off this treasure first, Myra typed. Ping! A new message popped up. Pancake 1000 would like to be your friend, she read. Myra frowned. She was only supposed to play online with friends from school. But maybe this was someone else she knew. She clicked accept. Ping. Hi, I'm Ethan. What's your name? I don't know any Ethans, Myra thought. But maybe it would be okay to talk to him. She bit her bottom lip. I'm Myra, she typed. For the next few days, Myra played and chatted with Ethan online. He was really good at the game and showed her where to buy supplies for her character. Where do you go to school? I go to Jefferson, Ethan said. Myra paused. That was a school near hers. Maybe he knew some people from her school. She started to type Woodbury, but then she got a sick feeling in her stomach. She remembered how her parents always said not to share any personal information with people she didn't know, like her full name, address, or school. She also knew to never send pictures of herself. Ethan said he was her age and lived nearby, so maybe it was okay to talk with him. She still wasn't sure, though. So instead she typed, "Do you want to visit the Enchanted River? I need some vanishing stones." Pretty soon Myra noticed a pattern. Whenever she chatted with Ethan, he'd start out talking about the game, but then he'd ask questions about her real life. He always asked her for more information. One day, Ethan wrote something that made Myra really uncomfortable. She tried to change the subject. I'm going to the fairy realm for some unicorn hair. Ping! A message popped up. Then another. And another. Myra ran out of the room to find Dad. Dad? Myra said. Dad looked up from a book. What's up? I was playing my game. Myra gulped and looked down. Someone is sending me bad messages. Dad looked at the messages while Myra tried to look anywhere but the screen. Her insides felt like they were being squeezed. She wished she had never accepted Ethan's friend request. I'm glad you told me. I'll report him to the website and block him from your account. I'll call his parents, too. Is he in your class? Myra's voice was soft. I don't know him. I'm sorry. Dad hugged her. Do you remember why you should only play online with friends you know in person? Myra nodded. To stay safe. That's right. It's easy for people to lie about who they are online. I'm sure there are lots of nice kids on Quest Planet, but it's safer to only play with kids you know. Myra was quiet for a few moments. Okay, I'm sorry. Dad gave her another hug. I'm proud of you for telling me when something made you uncomfortable. That took courage, and it's always a good choice. Now Myra really felt brave, just like Galena the Elf Queen. The author lives in California, USA. Sidebar: Guard your safety and the safety of others by taking great care about what personal information and images you share through technology. Do not communicate anything over the internet or through texting that would be inappropriate to share in person. For the Strength of Youth, 2011, page 13. End of the story, Chat Box Mess, read by Rena Nelson.
Come, follow me for little ones. Here are some activities for toddlers and young children that go along with each week's reading. For General Conference Week, Conference Coloring. Find coloring pages of the Prophet, Apostles, and Women Leaders at generalconference.churchofjesuschrist.org. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click on Activities for Children. For 3 Nephi 17 to 19. Sacrament Time. Read 3 Nephi 18, 6 together and help your little ones say, "The sacrament helps me remember Jesus." Then help them make a booklet to remember Jesus during church. Staple folded pieces of paper together and fill them with gospel pictures or drawings. You could cut out pictures from church magazines or print coloring pages at lessonhelps.churchofjesuschrist.org. For 3 Nephi 20 through 26, Tithing Blessings. Read 3 Nephi 24, 10 together and help your little ones say, "Our family is blessed when we pay tithing." Show your children 10 coins or pieces of paper money. Help them count to 10, and then practice setting aside one of the coins or bills. You could also help them recognize what a tithing slip looks like. This would be a great time to share a testimony of how paying tithing has blessed your family. For 3 Nephi 27 through 4 Nephi, Happy Choices. Read 4 Nephi 1:15 together and help your little ones say, "Living the gospel brings me joy." You could read, "Faithful people follow Jesus," on Friend Junior, page 4, and talk about the good choices people make. Together, think of something you could do to help someone you know feel happier. For Mormon 1 through 6, God's Love. Read Mormon 3:12 together, emphasizing the words love and loved. Help your little ones put their hands on their hearts and say, "I can share God's love with others." And then hold their hands outward as if sharing something. You could listen to or sing Love One Another, Children's Songbook, page 136, and put your hands on your hearts whenever you hear the word love. End of the article, Come, Follow Me, for Little Ones. Read by April Johnson.
Hi, friends. I like to wear my mask because it protects people from the sickness. Ezra, age 4, California, USA. I give people hugs when they are sad to cheer them up. Eleanor, age 4, Illinois, USA. I know Heavenly Father loves me. Maisie, age 4, Oregon, USA. My favorite song is "I Am a Child of God," Isaiah, age 3, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. End of Hi Friends, read by Shannon Nelson. Jesus taught us how to pray. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, he taught us how to pray. I can pray just like he taught every single day. I thank God for my blessings, then ask for what I need. God wants to hear about my day. He loves me much indeed. I end my prayer in Jesus' name. I'm glad he showed the way. Jesus taught us many things. He taught us how to pray. End of Jesus Taught Us How to Pray. Read by Shannon Nelson. Scripture Stories. faithful people follow Jesus. When Jesus visited the people of Nephi, he taught them about baptism and how to take the sacrament. He set up his church. Jesus blessed each child. Angels came. Jesus healed the people and prayed for them. Then he went back to heaven. After Jesus left, people kept doing what he taught. Everyone worked together and shared what they had so no one was poor. Church leaders blessed those who were sick. Instead of fighting, people chose to get along. Everyone followed God's commandments, and they were happy for a long time. My life will be happier when I follow God's commandments. I can share what I have with others. I can help people get along. End of Scripture Stories, Faithful People Follow Jesus, read by Shannon Nelson.
Tithing Pesos by Alan Ivan Ruiz Ontiveros, based on a true story. Sophia woke up early. Today was very special. She was going to sell lemonade at her aunt and uncle's garage sale. Mama helped Sophia make a huge jug of lemonade. Sophia made a sign. She wrote "Limonada" in orange and yellow letters. She taped it to a little table. Then she sat down to wait. Soon a man came by. "May I have a cup?" he asked. He put some pesos in her jar. "Sure," Sophia said. She poured him a cup of lemonade. More and more people came to look at the garage sale, and little by little, they bought the yummy lemonade. The morning passed happily. Soon all of the lemonade was gone. Sophia took her jar. The pesos jingled. She had so many. "Good job," Papa said. Sophia had never had so much money before. "I'm going to buy a yo-yo." Papa smiled. "Do you know what Mama and I do when we earn money?" Sophia shook her head. "We pay tithing," Papa said. "Heavenly Father gave us everything. He asked that we give him a little part back. We pay tithing because we love him." Sophia smiled. She wanted to show Heavenly Father that she loved him too. Papa helped Sophia count her pesos. Whenever she counted to 10, she put 1 peso in an envelope. Papa helped her write numbers on a little white paper. They put the paper in the envelope with the pesos. Then they sealed it shut. Sophia was going to give it to the bishop tomorrow at church. "How do you feel?" Papa asked Sophia. "So happy. I still have money for a yo-yo." She felt Heavenly Father was happy with her choice. The author lives in Chihuahua, Mexico. See Come Follow Me for 3 Nephi, chapters 20 through 26. End of Tithing Pesos, read by Corey McClellan.